Welcome back to the Atlanta Home and Remodeling Show. Mike Salmon and Gene Russell at the Go Dogs Go Dogs Roof Booth, and joined now by Sean Brooks. And Sean is with a company called Road Legend, and he brought a big goodie bag full of licorice as well. Sean, welcome.
Hey, thanks for having me on the show, guys.
Tell us about Road Legend, why you're here, and what you're doing back at your booth.
Yeah, so Road Legend is a new company. We have four owners. We partnered up to start an adventure app. And so what we do, we're all in the camping industry and the adventure industry, and we decided there's not really an app out there for people that can be in a community together, right? So if you have something that you enjoy, say disc golf, and you want to find a community of disc golfers, and that's really all you focus on, then you can find that on Road Legend. We also introduced a bunch of different aspects. You can book camping spots. You can find different events that you might be interested in while you're traveling across the country. You can meet together with other groups. Things like that. So that's pretty new, and we're building that right now, and we're using this legendary licorice and our snack line that we're building to kind of go along with that.
Fascinating. You said this is a camping app. Like, if you're in the North Georgia area and you're looking for places to camp and things like that.
That's one aspect of it. So it's a camping app. It's actually an adventure app. So if you enjoy doing anything outdoors, this app would be for you.
I'm an avid bicyclist. And I really like my off-road. I love trail riding. I love those kinds of things. If I'm looking for a place to go camp for a couple of days that has those kind of, I would go to this app.
Yeah, absolutely. Yep. And then if you're also looking for people that like to do the same things and you want to meet a group, go on a mountain biking trail ride with some other folks, then you can do that as well.
It's almost a social media.
It's exactly, yep.
Which has nothing to do with camping. So you just want to go mountain biking with people.
Right.
The app would help connect you.
Yeah, the cool thing about the app is when you get in there, you can join different communities. So you can join an RV community and say you have a $1 million rig and you just want to hang out with other people with $1 million rigs, you can do that. If you're a tent camper, you can hang out with those people. If you mountain bike or hike or geocache, anything adventurous or outdoors that you want to do, this is the app for you.
Wonderful. How does the licorice play?
So we decided to get into licorice because we're bootstrapping this Road Legend app. We're doing this ourselves, and we're not rich people. So we started to get into the snack line industry. Because we travel, my wife and I travel quite a bit. Our other two partners are more stationary. But we figured while we're traveling, we can hit shows and set up booths, sell different types of snacks, and we can use that money to help us fund Road Legend.
Very interesting. How fun are you? How much fun are you having right now?
It's a blast. It's so much fun. We meet great people all over the world. My wife and I have been on the road for about 12 years. We have a 7-year-old who was born on the road. It's the only life he's ever known. I'm a competitive pool player, so I travel for pool tournaments. We also
that's
try to
where he's making all the money. By the way,
right. I'm not that good. That's where I wish. We also love to just travel with good weather. You know, that's my thing. I lived in the freezing cold. I lived in the burning hot of Yuma, Arizona, and I don't like either one. So if I can travel and stay where the weather's nice, then that's my top priority.
You stay in the mountain areas, run down to the beach at the right time,
exactly.
That kind of thing.
Exactly.
Kind of a nomad lifestyle, digitally nomad, stay in the outdoors. I love it. You guys are young doing this thing. What inspired you?
It's funny you say that. My nickname in the pool world is Nomad. So, you know, I traveled a lot in the military. I was very fortunate to be attached to deployments while I was in the Marine Corps. I got to travel overseas and visit quite a few countries. So I kind of caught that bug in the military. And just never left.
You told me before we came on, you had owned a home, I think, in Arizona for a while there, and you ended up selling that before you became more of a traveler. How hard was that transition to go from having a permanent place and having everything in a house to living on the road? You got to be very minimal in so much of your things that you own and have with you. How difficult was that transition?
It took a little bit of getting used to. So we developed a system. The first thing we did was get rid of a lot of clothes. So I was a businessman. I had about 45 pairs of shoes. A lot of them were business shoes that matched outfits. I had my own full walk-in closet, 3,500 square foot house, completely full for just two of us, which was crazy. We developed this system where we would hang up all our clothes with the hangers backwards. And as we wore them, washed them, and put them back, we'd hang the hangers forwards. And after about 3 weeks, we realized we only wore about a tenth of our clothing. So that's how we were able to get rid of the clothes. And once you start, everything else becomes easy. You start getting rid of dishes and items all around the house, stuff you really don't use anymore. I ended up whittling that down to 5 pairs of shorts, 2 pairs of shoes, socks, underwear, and a couple t-shirts, and I was ready to go.
That is awesome. Yeah. I lived in a 400 square foot space in Tampa for a long time. It was the happiest living arrangement I ever had because I was right on the water. And I had a huge view, but I had a tiny place. I could see everything I owned the minute I woke up. Did it for like 3 years. I would do it again in a heartbeat given the opportunity.
What is your son's name?
Declan.
Declan. How do you spell that?
We spell it D-E-C-L-E-N. There's a few ways to spell it, but it's an old Irish name. My family comes from Ireland, and we didn't find out what he was going to be before he was born. So we settled on Declan for a boy or a girl. It would just be spelled different for a girl. So when he came out and I saw that he was a boy pretty much immediately, I grabbed him from the doctor, held him up in the air, and I was super happy. I screamed, it's a boy. And
your Lion King moment right there.
I Lion Kinged my son. Yep, I'm lucky I didn't drop him because he was pretty slimy, but it was a great moment in my life.
That's incredible. How do we find the app and explain the app, the availability of it, the cost? What does it look like?
Absolutely. So if you go to www.roadlegend.com, that's our website. The app is still currently in development, but we should have it ready any day now. The program is free right now. We're doing something called the Pioneer Pass, where if you're one of the OG members of the group, you get 1 year absolutely free. You get to be part of the communities. And as the other programs roll out, you get into those as well. Once we've reached a few thousand members, then we're going to retire the Pioneer Pass and we'll graduate to the Explorer Pass. And that's when they'll start becoming a charge, but there'll be quite a few more options available on the app. It'll be really worth it. And then we also are introducing an affiliate program where once you sign up with us, there's going to be thousands of dollars in savings for a whole bunch of different companies that are included with that app purchase.
If you go to the website, and the website again is?
Roadlegend.com.
Roadlegend.com. Not only will you find information for the upcoming app, but of course, get some great licorice.
Absolutely.
What else is available on the website that you might be able to purchase or look at right now?
Right now, it's just licorice. We're going to be adding a whole bunch of things to Legendary Snacks, which is going to be an affiliate business like a DBA. Get your road snacks before you hit the road. I think our next product coming up is going to be wine slushies. And it's a mix. You mix with ice and you blend it and you add your own wine and you can mix different flavors and they're phenomenal tasting. And so we'll be really hitting some wine and art shows to show those off as well.
Where did this entrepreneurial spirit come from?
Oh, geez, I don't know. I think it's just a need for money. I grew up poor and always looking for a way to do a little side hustle. You know, you got crypto and real estate and all these side businesses. So got to keep the hands busy.
It looks like you're inspired by things you enjoy doing.
Absolutely.
And you're finding a way to finance and fund the things that you really love the most. And I love that when an entrepreneurial spirit, when people do that, because if you love doing it, you're going to find a way to fund it. Off the top of my head, I can think of all the people I'd be soliciting to, you know, grow funding for the app. You can have REI sponsored or, you know, anything like that. So it looks like you're off to a great adventure. I'm looking forward to becoming an OG member myself. In these areas, especially in the Southeast and the North Georgia region, you think there's going to be a big overlay of opportunities for people in this area?
I think so. I'm on so many camping groups in the South. We lived in Georgia for a year and South Carolina and a lot of the states down here. You can camp year-round. Where up north, it might not be as easy to do so once winter hits. So yeah, I think it's going to be a fantastic opportunity down here in the South.
Three of your favorite places
in the country?
Where you like to go the most?
Well, we love Greensboro. That's kind of like home for us. Greensboro, Georgia, right on Lake Oconee. We love Georgia in general, man. I play pool all over the state, and I met so many great people. Glacier National Park up in northern Montana is probably one of the most beautiful places in the continental United States that we've been to. Northern Maine, northern Minnesota. But the whole country is gorgeous. We lived in Arizona, the Grand Canyons. If you've never seen it in person, pictures don't do it justice.
Of course.
So there's just so many beautiful places around the country, and we've been very fortunate to see them all. My son's 7, and he's been to 48 states and 3 countries, so it's a blessing. It really is.
What are y'all traveling in?
So we've had a few different things. In our very first vehicle, we won a bus on eBay, a shuttle bus from the city of Tucson, and we did the whole transformation ourselves. My wife and I, we got IKEA cabinets and countertops and built the whole thing and traveled in that for a few years. Once our son was born, we realized that we needed something with an actual bathroom in it, so we upgraded to a Class C. The engine blew on that about a year in, so we got a pull-behind camper. We just sold that to a fella up at our last campground who needed somewhere to live in the winter because we had a house up there. And so now we're traveling the country in a tent.
Wow.
Yep. We were just on Lake Lanier for a week. It was beautiful weather right on the water. A couple other lakes, you know, up in Tennessee and Kentucky that we got to stay on, and we've just had a blast.
Incredible.
How did you win a bus by the city of Tucson?
You just bid on it on eBay. They were auctioning them off on eBay, and I won it for $5,000 and went and picked it up. It was an old 7.3 diesel Ford, and the thing ran like a top.
There's got to be an accompanying YouTube channel for you guys. Is there?
That's where you make your money, just to do a little YouTube channel on your adventures.
You know, everybody keeps saying that, especially with my travels for pool. My wife did competitive bodybuilding across the country for a while, and everybody's like, you got to start doing some vlogs. And I'm like, I just don't want to, you know? I don't want to edit videos. I don't want to worry about breaking the camera out. I want to just be out there and experience it and have fun. And if somebody else wants to follow me and take me, they can. Take my pool matches and things.
That'll be your son. Give him a couple of years, yeah. And he'll be so technically efficient, he'll be able to do it all.
Yeah, he's over there pitching licorice right now. He loves it. He's all about making a little extra money.
Sean Brooks, road legend. Thank you so much.
Thanks, guys. I've had a blast.
Thanks, Sean, for coming in. We appreciate you.